Hello, Audio Boom. We're just a couple of minutes later. This is part two. Should we call it part two?
We're not even 1 minute later.
Probably. We saw someone on a mountain bike with a bright green helmet.
And a very dirty wheel.
Yes, big chunky wheels. And what was on the top of his helmet?
A GoPro.
Yeah, he had a GoPro on his helmet. So I suspect this is fairly decent mountain biking weather. This track that we're going along now is a little bit muddy. And where are my new trainers? A brand new pair of Salomon Speed Cross 3s.
Red ones.
Red ones, right. Oh, here's the Ford. Here's one of the Fords. We'll go left. Oh! We've never been able to walk across here before. Ever?
No, because you have to either go onto the top of the
stairs. Right, hang on a minute.
And jump on it, or just wade through.
That's right. Well.
Can you walk down here?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
We've never been able to cross this because the water, as can be seen on the tide marks of these kind of pyramid-shaped concrete markers, pyramids with a point cut off, the tide mark comes up, well, I suppose as we're now... Oh, there's a heron! Look, there! You see it? What? Oh, no, it's a farmer's water pipe, and the pipe's burst. So I'm kind of standing in the kind of middle of the crossing point, as it would have been, and the tide mark is going up halfway up the blocks, which
out.
keep you left, so to speak, to keep you away from this deep bit. There's still a pond. Look, you can see the tide mark on the trees tomorrow. See the white. And there's a water pipe which is going. Well, it's obviously for the farmer. Tweeting these pictures out. This is all brand new, kind of hogging and whatnot here. But the pipe, there's a water pipe which is going across from the path that we've just been on, through the pond, because there's still a pond there, and then probably up on the other side. It's a blue water pipe, and the water pipe's split. You can hear it. Have a listen. So it's got a little split in it, spraying everywhere.
Why don't you give water to the trees?
Who? They've got enough. It's very wet down here. So I can see that they've cut some trees back there, look.
And you're going for another little pool?
No, we're not. It's just... What?
A pond.
Oh, telephone call.
That's probably to say, can you come back?
Oh.
There are several ponds.
Oh, it was grandma.
Mother.
FaceTime call.
Mother,
what? Okay, so puddles in the middle of the track, which means we're walking on the muddy raised embankment on the right hand side. Be careful, because I've got huge grips on my shoes, and you look fairly slippy. Hey, there's been something through there, look. See the tracks? I wouldn't walk through there, it'd be all buggy. Well, the water pipe's still here on our right-hand side. Molly walking through all the muddy puddles. Brilliant. Oh. the tweets are not sending. Where we went camping? Probably just come back, walk on this bit here, look. This has all been cut very recently. Molly? Yeah, that's on our right. We go right down here. So, we've kind of... We're now on the parallel track. We've come across 9 Mile River and now we've turned right and we're now on the track that runs parallel with... Well, actually, it's not running parallel anymore. It's bending up to the left to the one we were just on. This has all just been cut. It was through here, wasn't it? The problem I've got tomorrow is... I don't want to catch this jacket. Oh, look what they've done. They've deliberately cut the hazel branches to stop people going down there. Look, they've created a barrier. But it is, as the photograph suggests, dangerous because it's a military firing range. Yeah, we could go around up there, but the flags are up, that's the thing. Means there's people shooting further on. Had 4 bottles of Old Peculiar last night. Phew. Woke up with a fuggy head after 9 hours sleep this morning. Woke up this morning with a fuggy head after 9 hours sleep, I think is the better way to put that. So anyway, the wood on our right that tomorrow was just trying to go into, it's a really, really nice wood actually. I know, but I'm not. Do you want to go in? Do you want to go in?
Yeah.
Go on then. We can just go into this bit here. The majority of the I don't know. I'm not going to catch my jacket on all of these barbs. The van's up there. There was one time when I was walking the dog, I found an old Bedford CF in the middle of this, not this wood, but the wood on the other side of this one. The majority of the trees are hazel.
I wanted to go and see that wood.
Well, that's up here. Which is up here. Yeah, but we have to kind of... I don't really want to go wearing this coat because it'll end up tearing.
Well, we've
Yes, of course we can. Yeah. You don't need to add yeah on the end of your sentence. Do you understand?
Yes.
Very good. Would you go wild camping in this wood?
Yeah.
The thing is, you get a lot of mountain bikes and... on a Sunday, those scramblers are in there.
But it's not a Sunday.
Oh, God. True. True. Should we ring?
Well.
Oh. Tweets are not sending. There, now they are. Right, let's just test the data signal at the minute. I'm on, I've got a 3G notification, and I've got 3 out of 4 dots as it is. It's not bars. Right, here we go. Send a text message to my wife. Did my mother call you? ? Taking its time. Oh, here we go.
Ready to send it?
Yep. Yes, please.
Okay, I'll send it.
There, it's that wood up there. But we can't go in because the gallery rangers are over there.
But we want to go over there.
See, well, yeah, the sad thing is you can't actually still walk up that path which goes up there.
We need to go round. Look, we only need to go to that shed, then we go up there, and then we have to come back home. But then, if we walk up there and back there, and go back to the shed and come round to the way we just come. To the
right, shall we ring Grandma? An alarm? It's a light.
Hello.
Did you try to ring on FaceTime?
Hello.
Did you try to ring on FaceTime?
Yes, I did.
All right. Let's go along here tomorrow.
Come in a big loop.
Okay. We're back. I just had a brief conversation on the phone there with my mother. They've taken, basically, a few months ago, their huge 42-inch telly went on the blink, and so it's been taken away. It's been replaced temporarily with another telly, and they can't. All she needs to do is, you know, push the input button a few times to get to the skybox. But trying to explain that to someone who's a techno biff, you know, and someone who was aging. So I've asked her to take a couple of pictures of the remote and the television screen with the menu on. Oh, what's that then? It's above the cloud line. Pretty low. Small jet. So we're turning back now. Well, we've kind of done a little loop around the field, so to speak. We're now coming down towards what we've nicknamed Dangerous Bend. We can see the
it's
Kiwi.
Actually a dangerous bend.
But it is a dangerous bend, and the reason why
it does say dangerous bend.
Yes, and that's why we call it Dangerous Bend, because the sign saying Dangerous Bend, please slow down, I think it says, looks like a place, you know, place sign. So, Dangerous Bend. So we can see the Kiwi. Oh, we can see actually quite a lot now. As we walk kind of down the hill onto the road and then back up the road to where we live, we can see the Kiwi directly in front of us on the hill. There are people going up the hill next to the Kiwi. Can you see his white dot? Hang on a minute. Or is there people running up? Because that's a hill that we use to do hill training on. How many people are there? 1, 2, 3, 4 tiny, like, luminous yellow dots. They've got to be running up it. Actually, there's more people there than that. You can see little dark dots around them. They're either running or they're on bikes, but push bikes. They won't be on push bikes because where they've just gone up is too steep. No, they've got to be running. There's no way. No, they've got to be running. You can't. They're kind of that far away that you can't tell how fast they're going. There's a lot of them. They're wearing dark clothing as well. We can obviously see the markers of the runners. But we can see range flags kind of across to our kind of 11 o'clock. What?
That's where we were. We were walking down there.
No, we weren't that high up. Oh, yes, where that flag is. Yes, that's right. And kind of looking centrally. So we can see... No, Kiwi's slightly off to the left now, but okay. Go slightly right to about 1 o'clock and we can see Beacon Hill with the two prominent masts on the top.
How do you remember the Kiwis?
How do I remember?
Yeah, how do you remember it's not there, the Beacon Hill?
What, because of the small Kiwi that's on the side of the hill?
No, when you can't see the Kiwi.
Okay.
I heard it by the
Kiwi. Okay, so you're not mad. And the landscape is turning kind of a mushy brown now. Maybe it's because of the light that, I think if there was light shining on the trees on the hillside, maybe we'd be getting a golden colour, but it's a little bit of a mushy colour. Right, here we go. Pictures through to Sheba. Oh God, it's not in focus. Can't see. Well, it's one of the buttons on the top, that's for sure. That's the media browser. Oh my God, it is a small television. It's a television that's... I'm surprised they've taken that television away. And they haven't bothered the backsides to set up the new one. Now, to be fair, in this day and age, it's all plug and play, really, isn't it? But they could have plugged in an HDMI cable. And oh, how sad. Right. Yeah, so, as I say, I think the landscape has turned, like, drab. It, you know, it's generally... I mean, in the kind of middle distance, we've got this band of trees which is going along Nine Mile River, which is still, you know, they're still quite golden colour. There's still quite a lot of green, don't get me wrong. But it's more... The green that we can see is more from, like... climber, creeper, plants, ivy.
Ivy turns red.
Can you hear that blackbird tomorrow? Listen to that blackbird.
Daddy,
yeah.
Have you ever seen a yellow-coloured ivy?
Yellow ivy?
In autumn?
Yes, I think I might have done. You hear that blackbird?
In the hatch.
I've got Molly to take notice of me with one whistle now. When she can hear me. Don't go too far. In fact, you can stay here because there's horse. Come here to me now. I know what she's going after. On our left, on the other side of this rather large bush, is a paddock with horses in. This, what time of day is it now? It's 25 to 5, so from about 4 o'clock, this road that we're going to go on to, that we have to walk up the side of, gets quite busy. And unfortunately for us, where we... approach the road is extremely dangerous because we go on to Dangerous Bend itself. I also need to phone back my mother, of course. A water bowser for tractors and, well, for farm vehicles. Sorry? Yeah, if you go and open it up, water will come out that hose. This year's gone so quick. Do you not think?
This is heavy.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's because it's a metal bar, it's not a stick. Yeah. It is rusted and it does look dirty, muddy, dirty. Look at that purple flower there, Tamara. A metal bar.
It looked like a stick.
It did, but it was clearly a metal bar. Right, okay. Take a picture. People driving like lunatics on Dangerous Bend, as you can hear. Right, we're going again. We're off. You don't want to listen to our waffly rubbish. So we'll speak to you. And this is just for posterity, really. Posterity. Is there such a word? It's for me to listen back to. It's actually quite warm, isn't it? Right, put the dog on the lead. Come here, you.
I don't have a lead.
Right, see you later.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.